Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Now, the results of this year's Leaving Cert exams will be published on Friday, 25th of August, which is earlier than last year's results. Announcing the date, Minister for Education Norma Foley said the date represented a very significant and welcome step towards pre-pandemic norms. Between the exams in June and the issuing of results in late August, the State Examinations Commission, the SEC, will hold a second sitting of the exam for candidates unable to participate in the main exams due to bereavement or major illness or injury. Well, Caitlin Faye Minity is president of the Irish Second Level Students Union, and she joins us now. Caitlin Faye, you're very welcome to the programme. Was there relief then in the ISSU today and among students you represent?
Yes, thank you so much for having me here today, Sarah. The ISSU welcomes the minister and the SEC's confirmation about the results for the release date for this year's Leaving Cert results. Not only that, we are very delighted that it is at this time, which is before the Leaving Cert exam. So those students who are now going to sit their Leaving Cert exam in just about 2 weeks now, is getting very close, now have the certainty of when the release of their dates will take place. That will also have some effects on more time to get their accommodation and more time to kind of get themselves settled to transition to further and higher education.
And is that the main benefit then, Caitlin, to this, that I know last year there was a lot of talk about accommodation and students not being able to search for accommodation because they didn't know where they were going. That caused big problems, I know. So is that the main benefit that you see here?
Yes, it is one of the main benefits to the results, but also to that some students who are applying to UCAS, which is the UK or Northern Ireland, and also UNICAS, so the European applications, do need those results for the colleges that they're going to apply to. So in the previous years, Irish students were disadvantaged for those who were applying to those applications. And this year they're not now they're able to have their date, but they're also able to give their results to the colleges when they need to.
And what about the adjustments then for the Leaving Cert 2024 that have been announced? Do you welcome those?
Yes, the ISU does welcome those as well. We have called for them, and students have called for them on the ground for the adjustments. So we're very delighted to have them. And because last year, the cohort of this Leaving Cert students have not sat a Junior Cert and also did the next year Leaving Cert. So that we're very delighted to have those adjustments for next year.
The Minister of Education was talking about this being a very significant and welcome step to getting back towards pre-pandemic norms. Are things basically back to normal for the upcoming Leaving Cert classes?
It's hard to judge that now, Sarah. There has been some very, I would say, long-term effects to COVID, because of COVID. And a lot of our students are still trying to fight the challenge that it came with. And so as we go on, we take it step by step. That's how I would say it. And we really do commend the department and the SEC for the prompt announcements that they've made today.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us. That's Caitlin Faye Minity, president of the Irish Second Level Students Union. Thank you.